Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, I see you see the painting.
Oh, yeah.
I had it commissioned for Kenny for his birthday. Do you like it? It's pretty cool, right?
Oh, nice painting.
Yeah, it's a gift from Don.
I got another picture of me
with
if
you got a painting for me, I want to see it. The one with bad news is great. I want to celebrate with this picture with me all night long.
Watching AEW Dynamite for the past few weeks or longer, you'll have seen Don Callis with fantastic pieces of art. In a time where art is created by AI, these are pieces of art that are created by a human and human hands. The hands of my guest right now. She is the artist behind the Don Callis art. It is Mel Coleman. Mel, how you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I assume that you're enjoying a glass of Don Callis purchased Domaine Leroy whilst we are chatting today.
He is a very generous client here in a suite. Like he's put me up. I'm just overwhelmed with his kindness.
And no way do you feel like maybe you're on the wrong side of history by working with a guy like Don Callis? I'm just putting that out there.
No. Why would you even say such a thing? He is a gift to pro wrestling. He is making strides in this profession. I don't understand what the whole issue is. He's doing his job.
He is a gift to pro wrestling. Hopefully we kept the receipt. We will talk a bit more about the art that you've been creating for the fabulous Don Callis. But let's wind it back a bit, Mel, because your artwork has been capturing wrestling fans and other fans' imaginations for a long time now. Where did it all start to you? Who are some of your inspirations in the art world?
I started, so with art in general, I started a long time ago, comic books and things like that. So I was really into, you know, X-Men and things like that, Marvel, DC. But that slowly started transitioning to pro wrestling. And my parents are immigrants, so when they moved to Canada, the only thing that they could really kind of understand was wrestling. There was no boundaries, like they could follow along. So I kind of got wrapped into that as well. And Royal Rumble 97 was like the first memory of like, holy shit, this is amazing. So ever since then, it's just been a very, like just a relationship of love and admiration. And I just want everyone to kind of appreciate what pro wrestling is. So getting to blend art and wrestling for me is just the best thing that I can possibly do. And I love being very cheeky about it, as you know. I like doing things like the what ifs. Christmas time, I'll do like the Rockwell inspired ones. So anything really that just kind of maybe brings a smile to someone's face or gets someone talking, just anything at this point, really. I'm just happy to do it.
Where did your passion for art come from?
I think it's hard to say. I feel like it's just been a very organic thing for me. People sometimes gravitate to music. For me, it was art. And it's just something that I could do by myself. I was growing up very much a loner. I had, you know, my best friend, Adrian, and things like that. But I just felt that I could just be myself and just express what I want to and not have to worry about anything. So for me, that's just been, it's just been nice just to be myself and flow through that with the artwork.
You blended it with AEW and the Rockwell inspired work that you did, I think was something that, that put you firmly on the map with a lot of people, myself included. When did you decide that you would start merging your passion for AEW in particular and your love of art?
Sure. So it started with COVID. I lost my job, wasn't doing very well health-wise, mentally as well. AEW just popped up and totally lit a fire under me. And I felt like, okay, this is great. Everyone that's in this roster, I love so much. And since then, I believe it was November 21 when I started doing the Christmas type stuff. And it was just before, I think it was either after the American Thanksgiving that I started with the whole thing. And I just wanted to it was just like a little love letter of like, hey guys, thanks for this. And hopefully it brought smiles to people's faces going through a lot. And, you know, it wasn't a good time for anybody really at that time. So I was hoped that it did bring some smiles.
We can confirm in this house the picture of Tony Schiavone and Britt Baker spending a very Merry Christmas together with Adam Cole outside was one that brought deep joy to us. A fabulous piece. And chances are people are listening to this interview now and going, oh, that Mel Coleman. That one. Exactly. Pennies are dropping on the podcast feed right now. When you experiment in the flight of fancy and you do a lot of the what if stuff, which are great fun. But what goes into creating a piece of art from scratch? Where and how do you start?
I've mentioned this before. It's literally up here. It's a bag of squirrels chasing nuts. Just chaos. I have to be on the product and watch the product. I mean, I love AEW and I love wrestling watching that, but also using it to my advantage and making an opportunity out of it. Which goes back to Don Callis again with Kenny getting screwed. I was like, holy Christ, this is the perfect opportunity to do something pretty big. So it just kind of, I enjoy art history. I love getting inspiration, taking inspiration from other pieces, other artists. There's so many wonderful artists out there as well, just killing it right now in the wrestling art scene. So everyone's so inspiring. When it comes to coming up with ideas and concepts, it's just honestly, it's whatever is like, oh God, this is going to be great. It's madness up here.
And do those ideas just sort of strike out of nowhere? Will it just be like you'll be in bed one night and go, right, that's it. I need to draw. Yeah. I need to draw what would happen if these two wrestlers just amalgamated. I need to create that now. Does that happen?
It doesn't stop. It's literally, I will sometimes get my phone and write down or type down the ideas if I, you know, forget, because it will happen. I've got little notes everywhere. I've got so many concepts that I even haven't finished or even started just because of being so busy with trying to catch up with commissions and things like that. So there's a lot that goes, there's so many things that I want to do at show, but I can't.
So. Do you have on your notepad then, like on your phone notes, a list of ideas and stuff that you want to create?
There are some. It goes back to like, I really want to do the women's, just a women's only, I guess you can say, gallery. I would love to do that. I want to do a blood and guts one for sure. There's so many different styles that I like to do. I don't like to pigeonhole myself in just one. So it can be anything from very comic style to something like the Don Callis pieces that I've been doing. So anything that kind of fits the concept, I'll kind of gravitate towards an art style and go that direction.
Anybody that follows you on Twitter will see that you wear a wrist brace in quite a few of your pictures before you start the day. Now, is this because of wear and tear on your hand while you're creating these magnificent pieces, or is this to avoid wear and tear on your hand?
It's actually an art glove, so you can say it's my little gauntlet. Nice. What it does, it just helps avoid putting any smudging on the tablet. So when I'm doing artwork, I'll have that glove on so it doesn't add any sort of smudging onto the screen, which can cause any sort of issues with the pen.
That's a normally a left-hander's issue. It's a crazy lefty issue. There you go. It travels. It's good to know. Now, you've been creating these magnificent pieces, and people are talking about them and they're sharing them. But when did the conversation start with you and Don Callis about incorporating them into AEW storyline?
Yes. So with that whole Screwed Kenny thing, when that happened with Don the Terrible, I'm not sure how it reached him, but it did. He had very kindly messaged me asking if he'd be okay with, or I'd be okay with him using it for something. Wasn't sure what at that point, but of course you take the opportunity when it comes to you and, you know, hope for the best. And boy, was I surprised. So it was great. It was such a moment for me to see that on TV live and everything. It was just something that's, for me, that's never happened at all. So it's just been a wonderful ride. And Mr. Callis is just the best.
It's just the best. So because from there we saw so many other ones, and we've seen some incredible images, including the one that we saw just the other week of Don Callis holding Chris Jericho's severed head, which must have been horrifying for me to walk in on see you painting. Now, when it comes to those, is Don feeding you these ideas, or are you just going, leave it with me, Don? I know where we're going with this.
It is a I want to say we both talk about it. Right. And mostly we'll go on his, you know, what he would like, because he is the client. And I will kind of take my direction as to what might look better, maybe like what might be a little bit more dramatic. We all love the dramatics, but he's a great creative mind, I gotta say.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
How has creating art for AEW changed your life?
It's been a dream come true. I'm hoping that there will be more opportunities with AEW. It's something that I've been dying to do since this whole thing happened or started back in 21. And I'm hoping that, you know, with everyone's support, because you guys have all just been so freaking amazing. you know, I know that I do have talent, and I'm very, I maybe a little too hard on myself, but without you guys, it's, you know, you don't get anywhere without any support. So I'm very over the moon with everything, and I'm hoping that there will be other opportunities or more opportunities as well.
whether it be wrestling or non-wrestling, where would you like to, in a completely without limitations and without any preconceived ideas, where would you like to see yourself in 12 months time?
I would love to see myself, you know, being a professional wrestling artist. It's just, I know it's a niche thing. I could do different things, but it's just, my heart is so into it. it's just something I've loved all my life. So it's just, I want to be creating artwork. I want to be doing posters or, you know, specific prints, you know, things like the Don Callis pieces. Just, I want, if this was just the stepping stone, I want it to be more grand and more out, just wild and crazy, and just get people talking and make that conversation, because it's not something that does happen for a lot of people. And if I can inspire someone else to pick up a pen or just be creative, then heck yeah, I'm going to do it. I wish I had someone growing up doing this, and, you know, it being not being weird, because it, let me tell you, it was weird being, you know, an 11-year-old drawing, and people are like, what is that? What are you doing? So if I can just,
was that quite a common thing then when you were growing up? Was it just, was there a strangeness about your artistic flair?
Yeah, it was just, you know, again, growing up with comics, it's just a lot of scantily clad women, you know, just happens. But wrestling, you know, everyone's kind of in their underwear, so it works. But it's
but what a lovely thing to say, though, to say, like, I would love to have had someone like me around when I was growing up. And what's nice is I've always been a firm believer in being the person that you like to bump into.
Yeah, absolutely. If, again, it's if I can look at myself even just a few years ago and go back and say, hey, it's going to be all good, you're going to be okay, you're going to get out of this rut, you know, just keep pushing through. I mean, I still have my days, but if I can just tell her that everything is going to work out okay, I would. If I can do that for someone right now, going through whatever it is that they might be going through, or maybe they're uninspired, or, you know, maybe they want to break into something like this as well. Like, I'm still, like, you know, I'm still muddling through. I'm pushing and working as hard as I can to make my own mark in this whole industry. That's just crazy. But I'm, if you work hard enough, and if you're kind and you're supportive with other people, it's just, everyone helps others. And if we all help each other, it kind of benefits everybody. So that's where I'm at right now.
I think it's fair to say that you would have inspired many people to do what you do. So there are many other 11-year-old Mel Colemans who
I really hope so. I mean, I've inspired you to do bootlegs of Mel Coleman art, so we're all good.
And they are going gangbusters, I can tell you, and I greatly appreciate it. I've made up to £19 on bootleg Mel Coleman artwork.
So where's my cut?
You don't get a cut, it's bootleg.
Come on, man.
Sorry, mate. End of the day, I'm only human. I got bills to pay.
Bullshit.
Mel, let's send some people to see the real deal. Where can people find Mel Coleman online?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Mel Coleman Art. I'll be all over that. But yes, come and say hello. If you're, you know, at a show and I'm around, just come and say hi.
She's turning dynamite into the love, one painting at a time on a Wednesday night. Mel Coleman, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic Wrestling.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.